Sales of new electric cars declined by nearly a quarter between January and July compared with the same period last year. It's a concern given our Climate Action Plan plans for 1 million EVs in Irish roads by 2030. According to the latest data from the Central Statistics Office, there are currently around 125,000 registered EVs. Our reporter Ethna Dodd has been examining the drop in sales, and she began by asking motorists in Dublin for their views on electric vehicles.
I've had my car 8 years. Yeah, looking to change this year.
And what are you kind of thinking about when you change cars?
I want to do, you know, the electric and petrol, whatever that is.
Oh, the plug-in hybrids?
Yeah, hybrids.
And why do you want that?
Because I just find the petrol is so expensive and diesel. And I'm just, because my car is a bit older now, it's really heavy. So I'd love to swap and do both, and for the environment as well. So I do a lot down the country, and it would just be too difficult trying to charge it up, and it's trying to, you know, depend on charging points on the way there and back, so no.
That is a 21-year-old petrol.
What do you think you'll do when that car goes kaput? What kind of a car would you buy?
I would think I'd probably go hybrid, I would say. On longer journeys, you know, I don't like the idea that I might be stranded or I might have to wait to have things charged up.
Do you think more people are going to get EVs in the future?
Yeah, I don't see why not. The range is really good and I think it just makes sense.
According to the latest figures from the CSO, new electric car sales decreased by 24% between January and July of this year compared with the same period last year. Matthew Seeley is chair of the Irish Electric Vehicles Association. He says while there is a lull in EV sales right now, he's confident things will turn around next year.
We've heard it from dealers that people don't want an EV. I think that goes back to education as to people, what they think they need versus what they actually need. You know, people drive less than 100 kilometres or much less than 100 kilometres per day on average. You know, that's the majority of people. The average mileage per year is 13,000 kilometres. Again, more than achievable in an electric vehicle, and the public charging infrastructure isn't the type of thing that people can see and are confident in at this point in time.
The government has promised to increase the amount of publicly accessible charging points. Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan announced last month that 131 new public EV charging points would be added along major Irish roads by the end of next year. There are currently more than 2,400 public charging points in Ireland.
We're going past the early adopters. We're heading into the early majority. These people are the early majority, are going to be the ones that will look at the charging network, see it and make the switch then at that point in time. In 2025, is those affordable models, the rollout of the charging network and how much public charging will be available for people. I would be confident that we're going to see the swing back in the other direction.
My name is Nadia Dan and I'm a car dealer based in Wicklow. I have a garage here called Ashford Motors. The mindset of EVs has really changed. A lot of the time, family cars, they wouldn't be even looking for EVs, because if you were going on a long trip with your kids down the country, which a lot of people are doing this summer, they would have a lot of range anxiety and charger anxiety. The infrastructure is just not where it needs to be in Ireland. Government incentives aren't up to scratch. I'm seeing more people interested in getting into hybrids, because at least they don't have to depend on a full electric charging system. They can also depend on their petrol as well.
Nadia is sceptical that the switch to EVs will happen as quickly as the Irish government would like.
And I think a lot of manufacturers, if you look at it, they've all revised their targets. So GM, Ford, BMW, Volvo, they've all come out to say they're still going to be selling petrols and diesels way into 2030. I'd love to sell EVs if I felt like I could make money on them, and I wouldn't be letting my customers down. I'd be selling them no issue. But the point is, infrastructure isn't here.
After agriculture, transport is the most polluting sector in Ireland. Professor of Transportation at Trinity College Dublin, Brian Caulfield, says that switching to EVs is a vital component of reducing carbon emissions.
EVs are probably the most impactful part of the Climate Action Plan when it comes to transport. 58% of the emissions that we're going to take out of the transport sector are to come from improving our vehicles. But EVs take up the lion's share of that emissions reduction. So we're betting, you know, almost everything on these EV sales happening. If they're not happening, that means somewhere else has to do better. And in the transport sector, I don't see anyone else doing better enough to kind of mitigate against the drop in EV sales.
Yeah. And that was Professor Brian Caulfield, ending that report from Ethna Dodd.